Amber alerts really do make a difference in saving the lives of children say the opposite. This past January 13th, was Amber Alert Awareness Day to remind everyone of the importance of these critical messages. Amber alerts are only issued if an abducted child is believed to be in danger. The decision to issue an Amber Alert is never taken lightly and the incident must meet clear criteria. When an Amber Alert appears on your phone, click the link in the alert to access details at amberalert.op.ca. There you will find details regarding the abduction, including descriptions of the child or children, the person accused in the abduction, and any vehicle involved. When a child is abducted, the offender usually goes on the run to evade detection. In a matter of hours, they can travel hundreds of kilometers. This is why Amber Alerts are issued province-wide, says an OPP release. You can be an extra set of eyes, no matter where the abduction happened or where you are, as police simply cannot be everywhere. By sharing information on social media, with people who may not have access to a cell phone, you are playing an instrumental role in helping police return abducted children home safely. Since 2018, the OPP has issued 21 Amber Alerts, an average of 4 per year. 3 of those Amber Alerts have been issued due to abductions in OPP jurisdiction, while the others were issued on behalf of other police services across the province. More than 90% of Amber Alerts in Ontario have resulted in the safe recovery of the abducted child. Many Amber Alerts have been resolved as a result of information from the public. Many alerts are resolved thanks to people like you who see or hear something following an alert that they report to police, says Inspector Todd Pittman. Your assistance is essential, no matter how insignificant it may seem. Without your help, we might be reporting very different statistics today.